for me, it's still, especially in Nashville, it starts with a great idea. And when I say great idea, I mean like a lyrical idea. So a lot of times, me and my co-writers, we all keep kind of this running list of ideas in our phone, titles and stuff like that. And we'll talk about it, but a lot of times for me, I like to build tracks. So I'll have a folder of tracks, and some, depending on who I'm writing with, may say, hey, play me some tracks, and I'll play them through something. And if they like it, then we see if there's a title, you know, that we're all looking at that may fit with that. And more times than not, that's kind of how it works these days. It used to be just sit down with the guitar and talk about ideas, but a lot of times the music is driving, you know, maybe what the lyrical idea should be. So that's how it's been working for me recently.
I'd just like to ask one question about the producing end. I know that tell me a little about your role there and what you get out of that versus other aspects of the music business.
Well, as far as, you know, I don't do a ton of producing on artists, but as far as most of the, I mean, I, you know, like a lot of the producing I've done for artists is, it just kind of happened organically. We'd be scheduled to write a song, and then they like how I did the demo or something, and that's how it turns into that. But as far as just from the, on the songwriting end, I usually, for the most part, the co-write situations I'm in, I end up being the one that produces out the demo. And I enjoy that because it's like another side of creativity where you're not having to think of words and stuff like that. But it's fun. I love playing guitar and making beats and stuff like that. So it's kind of another little creative outlet that complements the songwriting. But the songwriting still comes first.